The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to another episode of our beautiful program, a very blessed program wherein we discuss the noble names of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, those names which the ulama have listed in their books and they've explained them also. And this is what we endeavor and try to do as well, to not only mention those names, but to give you a brief description of those names as well. So you gain a better understanding of the beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and realize that there is a deeper meaning to those names as well. So in the previous episodes, we covered the names Muhammad, Ahmad, and also Uhyid. And Uhyid, we said that some scholars, they pronounce it as Uhyid, and some even pronounce it as Uhad. And we describe what these beautiful names mean. And inshallah, in this particular episode, we're going to mention a few more names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what these scholars have written in regards to them. Now, one name that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam possesses and has been mentioned by Ibn Dihya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in his book, that name is Atqa. Atqa. Now this name, Hafiz ibn Dihya rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, and Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in his book Ar-Riyadul Aniqa as well. Now this is from the word Taqiyun, and in terms of morphology, ilmu sarf, it is ismu tafdil, the superlative noun, and the meaning would be the one who is very God-fearing, or the one who fears Allah the most. It could also mean the one who worships Allah the most, and the one who performs the most righteous actions as well, and the one who refrains himself the most from evil actions. Now, alhamdulillah, we've been hearing the names of the Prophet alayhi salam, and we'll continue to do so. But one thing to clarify, that not everybody can name themselves after the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are certain names that, yes, the ijazat have been given even in hadith. The ulama have mentioned that, yes, you can keep the names Muhammad, Ahmad, and other names as well. But there are certain names which are exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as such, a person cannot name himself that. And especially with this name as well, Al-Atqa, because of the meaning, and that meaning befits the dhat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as for anybody else in creation, it wouldn't befit them to call themselves Atqa. So this is something that we must keep in mind. Not every name that we read of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we hear about, can we keep it for ourselves or our children. Some names are those which the hadith clearly mentioned, and some are those which the ulama have researched and they have taken out from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based on the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his characteristics, his attributes, his beautiful features, his physique. So based on these, they have taken out so many beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in these names, there is praise for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why others cannot name themselves with the same names. And now I will mention that hadith to you wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to himself as Atqa. Yes. And this is where the name has been taken from. The ulama took it from this hadith. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu is the narrator. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ أَنِّي أَتْقَاكُمْ لِلَّهِ وَأَبَرُّكُمْ وَأَصْدَقُكُمْ حَدِيثًا. Verily you know that indeed I am the most fearful of Allah from amongst you. And abarrukum, I am the one who does the most righteous actions from you. Wa asdaqukum hadithan, and I am the most truthful in speech from amongst you. And similarly, in a hadith of Bukhari, in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet alayhi salam mentioned, ana a'lamukum billah wa atqakum. I am the most knowledgeable in regards to the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst you, and I am the most fearful from amongst you. Now, the word atqa, as we heard, is from taqiyun, taqwa. It means piety. And in saying that, the scholars, the ulama, have derived various meanings for the word atqa and taqi. For example, on a foundational level, this word means to refrain from something, to keep away from something. And that obstacle which helps a person refrain from something, this is what taqwa refers to. That barrier, that obstacle that helps a person refrain and avoid doing something, this is taqwa. Now, the ulama of Islam have mentioned three levels of taqwa. They've mentioned three stages. And inshallah, listen to them carefully. The first one, which alhamdulillah, all believers, all Muslims possess, this is to avoid and refrain from shirk. What is shirk? Shirk is polytheism, meaning associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or believing that there is another God besides Allah azza wa jal. This is the basic belief of a Muslim, that there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So him being a mu'min, a Muslim, shows that he possesses taqwa. He is muttaqi. Why? Because he doesn't believe in another partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes Allah is one and he is worthy of being worshipped. So this level of taqwa, every Muslim possesses it. And he refrains from kufr, disbelief and shirk as well. So that taqwa that helps a person refrain from shirk, that becomes an obstacle in him entering the fire of hell. Now, based on his sins, if he does enter hell, then eventually because of his taqwa, because of his iman and belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone and he is one God and he is to be worshipped, then eventually he will come out of the hellfire and enter paradise. Meaning a believer, even if he were to enter hell, ma'adallah, he will not stay there in forever. Eventually his iman and his taqwa and him not associating a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that he leaves the fire of hell and enters paradise. Now the second stage of taqwa is refraining from sins and adopting righteous actions. This is the second level that the ulama have mentioned. Meaning, those things which Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded, a person strives to act upon those commandments. And those things that Allah and His Rasul have forbidden, a person tries his utmost to avoid them, to not fall into them. And this is the second level of taqwa. And inshallah, based on this level of taqwa, a person, when he dies and when he is resurrected, inshallah, he will go straight to paradise. That he will not even taste the fire of hell. Meaning he will not be placed into hell for a single moment. His taqwa in this world, which helped him stay away from sins and helped him carry out the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, because of this level of taqwa that he possessed, he will go straight to Jannah, inshallah. Now, the third stage, third level of taqwa is not allowing the thought of anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter the heart. Now, this level of taqwa, subhanallah, only a few possess it. Meaning, this level of taqwa does not allow for any thought to come in to the heart besides the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This level of taqwa becomes an obstacle for any other thought to enter the heart. And as for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is most certainly stationed at this level of taqwa. Meaning, he was so engrossed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else could penetrate his heart. No feelings or thoughts of others. No thoughts of others could enter his blessed heart. And hence, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is on the highest level of taqwa. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that blessed personality who we believers have to embrace faith in. This is his level of taqwa. That him, believing in him is a part of iman, part of faith. If somebody says, I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, but he denies belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not a Muslim. He's not a believer and he will enter hellfire for rejecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he arrived into this world. He told people about Allah Azza wa Jal. People believed in Allah Azza wa Jal through the medium, through the wasila and means of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They believed in him as the final prophet. And as such, Alhamdulillah, they became believers and worthy of paradise. And Allah Jalla wa Ala reminds us of this, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he came at a time where people, they were at war with each other. They had enmity for each other. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them in sending Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. That remember the blessing of Allah upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً, when you were enemies to one another. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed love and affection in your hearts for one another. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا, and you became, due to this blessing, brothers to one another. Due to the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arriving and teaching you how to travel on the correct path. Subhanallah. Now we know, the scholars have told us, that before the arrival of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, the Arabs were always at war, thirsty for each other's blood. And the Prophet alayhi wa sallam came as a blessing from Allah. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Due to the tabligh, the propagation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, due to the blessing of his arrival and his preaching, you became brothers to one another. Subhanallah. So, it would not be wrong to say that taqwa refers to the dhat of Rasulullah alayhi salam and his a'mal, his beautiful actions. It refers to his mannerisms. It refers to him saving people from the fire of hell. He is an obstacle in people entering the fire of hell. Why? Because if they follow him, they adopt his beautiful ways, they adopt his commandments, inshallah, they will not enter the fire of hell. Let us now mention some sayings of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. What did they say in regards to the name taqwa, the word taqwa? So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was asked, what is taqwa? And he said that for you to travel on such a path on which there are many thorns. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he asked the questioner, he said, have you ever traveled on a path where there are many thorns? And the questioner, he answered, yes, I have. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu asked him then, what would you do in that situation? What did you do? And he says that when I see this thorn, or if I was to see this thorn, then I would move away from it. Meaning, I would make sure that I don't step on it or it does not harm me. I would walk on a path which is other than this thorn. Or I would change the path that I am on. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and said, ذَاكَ التَّقْوَى. That is taqwa. Meaning a path which harms you, you avoid it, or you change your path completely, meaning no harm will reach you because of that path. And this is what taqwa is. That whenever you see something that is sinful, disobedient, you avoid it, that you take another path. And if you see a path that prevents you from paradise, it's a path other than the path of paradise, again, you leave that path. You avoid that path. You change your path. This is what taqwa is. And when we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah, we find this in abundance. That the Prophet alayhi salam, not only himself avoided that path that would take him away from Allah, away from Jannah, away from the right path, he also instilled this in the hearts of his followers as well. That we must always avoid that path which takes us away from Allah, takes us away from paradise, takes us towards wrongdoing. We must avoid that path. Now, another meaning of taqwa when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is qillatul kalam, somebody who speaks less. Alhamdulillah, when you look at the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he only spoke when it was necessary to speak. He would speak a few words, but those few words would suffice. And the meanings contained in those few words, subhanallah, were immense. So this is a miracle of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is jawami'ul kalim, that his speech is comprehensive, even though it only consisted of a few words. Now, another meaning is the one who fears Allah. And this is a famous common meaning when we say the word taqwa. And when we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he feared Allah like no other. Now, it is because of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam that the previous people of his nation and the future ones will be forgiven. We know that. But despite this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would perform so much worship out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the hadith mentions, تَوَرَّمَتْ قَدَمَاهُ, that his blessed feet would become swollen. And he would be asked that you perform this much worship, even though Allah has forgiven for your sake the previous ones from your ummah and the ones to come. And Rasulullah alayhi salam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, Should I not be a grateful slave? Subhanallah. This was the taqwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And in the Quran, Allah jalla wa ala praises the Prophet alayhi salam as well. That he would stand so much, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of mercy, revealed these verses of the Quran and said, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, O the enshrouded one, qumil layla illa qalila. Stand in the night except a little. Meaning, only stand for a short period in the night. Nisfahu awinqus minhu qalila. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing the Prophet alayhi salam to rest as well. Perform worship, but rest as well. This was the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, meaning of taqwa is to fear the punishment of Allah, divine punishment, divine retribution. And even though the Prophet alayhi salam is a qat'i jannati, meaning he is a definitive paradise dweller, there is no shak or doubt in Rasulullah alayhi salam entering paradise. The hadith that we have explained and mentioned in these episodes that we've covered so far, the Prophet alayhi salam mentioned that I will be the first to knock on the door of Jannah. I will be the first to enter Jannah. So there's no doubt in the fact that Rasulullah alayhi salam will enter paradise. But still that fear that he possessed, subhanallah al-azim. In one hadith, the Prophet alayhi salam said, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. That if you knew what I know, then you would laugh little and cry more. This was the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he possessed. In another narration, it's mentioned that whenever the Prophet alayhi salam would see a cloud, whenever he would see a cloud, what would he do? He would at times move to one place, one direction. Then he would move to another direction. Sometimes he would exit his home. And this state would remain with him until that cloud would disperse. It would either rain or it would disperse. And after that, the Prophet ﷺ would explain the reason why he would do that. He would move here or move there or leave his home. He would say, أَخْشَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ لِقَوْمٍ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا بَلْ هُوَ مَا اسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ would explain his blessed action and he would say, I fear that the same would happen as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding another nation. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ لِقَوْمٍ. And he referenced a Quranic incident when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted their statement that they said, قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. This cloud has come to provide us with abundant rain. This is what that qawm said. بَلْ هُوَ مَا اسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ. Rather, this is that which they sought a haste in, meaning the punishment. This verse was about a qawm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that this qawm, they belied, they rejected the messenger that was sent to them. And they said, if you are a true prophet, then let punishment come to us. And when this cloud came, this cloud was a form of punishment for them and it destroyed them. Whereas they thought it was a normal cloud that came to provide rain to them. Instead, punishment descended. And it's mentioned that fire descended from that cloud and also stones as well. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying that I feared that this will happen. So that's why he would move from place to place. He would leave his home. This was his taqwa. This was the taqwa of Rasulullah ﷺ, his fearful nature regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he felt that that cloud would be punishment for his ummah. Even though he is ma'moon and he is protected from all kinds of punishment. But this was his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to ponder today that we commit every sin under the sun. But do we have this sort of fear that our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam possessed? Allahu Akbar. Another word that the ulama have given for the word taqwa is humbleness, ajizi. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam throughout his life was very humble. He showed tawadu', showed a lot of humbleness. And we know from the hadith that whoever shows humbleness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exalts him and raises him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he was so humble. He was so humble. Let me give you a few accounts in regards to this. That when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passed by children, whenever he would pass by children, he would be the first to give salam to them. Now normally what happens is when youngsters pass by elders, out of respect, they are the first to give salam. They initiate the salam. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the elder, normally the elderly person, he shies away from giving salam to youngsters. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving salam first to the youngsters. This was his ajizi, this was his humbleness, subhanallah. Another account that's mentioned is that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh left to perform Umrah one year, when it was time to bid him farewell, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, and remember Sayyidina Umar is that individual who believed in the Prophet alayhi salam, and through the du'as of the Prophet alayhi salam, he became a believer and he became an asset for Islam, and he regarded himself as a slave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He referred to himself as Abd of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in one narration. What did the Prophet alayhi salam say to him? Look at this. Look at the humbleness of Rasulullah alayhi salam. He said, "La tansana ya akhi min du'aik." Do not forget us in your prayers, O my brother. Subhanallah. The Prophet alayhi salam is requesting, is asking Sayyidina Umar to pray for him. Even though on the surface of the earth, there is no blessed individual whose du'as are more readily accepted than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he is asking an ummati, a sahabi, somebody who gained excellence because of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. He's asking Sayyidina Umar to do du'a for him. And he's saying, "Oh my brother, do not forget us in your prayer." Allahu Akbar. Look at the humbleness. So to wrap up our episode, all these meanings of taqwa, whether it's qillatul kalam, speaking less, whether it's showing ajizi, whether it's showing fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's showing fear from divine punishment, all of these to the highest level are found in the dhat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore he is known as Atqa. This is one of his names. And he, as you've heard in the hadith, he referred to himself as Atqa as well. So this is one beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we heard an explanation of it as well. Join us next time and inshallah we'll cover some more names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we'll gain more blessings as well. Until then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet. The beautiful names of beloved Prophet. The beautiful names of beloved Prophet.